This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Man, I am so sick for Trump.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on the Alex Jones Show.
And I'm the big bad monster. I'm the big bad wolf. I'm the bad guy. So said the MSM that lies continually, so I'm pretty honored. You know, I say I'm synced with Trump. This is common sense. This morning I meant to open the show offering to campaign for Nancy Pelosi to stay in the speakership of the House of Representatives. Or she was previously that. Now she's the Democratic leader. I was going to campaign for her to remain the Democratic leader. Because obviously she's such a doddering, corrupt, out-of-touch, Looney Tunes piece of work. Democratic fundraising's at an all-time low. They've thrown every bit of money they had in the last four special elections and failed. And sure enough, POTUS made the same point. It would be very, very sad day for Republicans if Nancy Pelosi steps down, says Trump. That's up on DrudgeReport.com. I want to post this on Infowars.com. Trump meets with top CEOs. So we're going to get that video and play that for you. Oh, my gosh. That is so delicious. So that's just some of the news that's up on Drudge. Some of the other news, Johnny Depp jokes about Trump assassination, backlash. Yeah, I hope nobody kills him. I mean, you know, he is calling for civil war and murder, or pushing it, part of the trend. 11th Hollywood star to imagine violence. Yeah, that's a good article. I'm going to go over that. MSNBC, president like suicide bomber, 30 Republican congressman attacked, threatened. I'm going to go over all those. Update, Democratic official caught saying, I'm glad Scalise got shot. I mean, that's what's going on. That's the trend for civil war. Then we've got Pelosi. We've got President Trump saying, keep her. But see, I almost didn't want to come celebrate this because the Democrats might get wise and get rid of her. But see, there's such a dictatorship of Schumer in the Senate and Pelosi in the House. And then David Brock's like the brain that like runs their, you know, their operations and stuff. And you know, the skeletons all, you know, meet there and then come up with their battle plan. And I just hope they just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. And I know they got some big plans. I know deep state's got some plans. I understand that. But Soros, they say, is kind of drifting off into oblivion right now. And then Alex is the great new titan we have to deal with, Alex Soros, who, let's just say he doesn't have as powerful a demon in him as his father. Like he has like a Slimer demon or something. He's got like a little, some kind of little goblin creature spirit. I mean, we're talking about rat level creatures here. But what does it say about us if rat crazed, spirit cooking, Aleister Crowley loving little dweebies who've drank their own wimp Kool-Aid, they want to pull down the whole universe because they're such wimps. They're so ugly. They're so twisted. They want to pull everybody else down so they can feel powerful above it. It's not going to work that way. We've had so much prosperity, dumbos, that people kind of tolerated you. They want to look at you. But now you will face the full fury. And I've been waiting for this a long time. Now, we're going to go to break soon and come back with Max Kaiser from Mexico City. And then I've got a powerful Joe Rogan clip I meant to get to yesterday that I've got to play about Evergreen College and the mental illness by design. And then I've got a powerful, when I say powerful, I'm not overusing the word, very important, poignant, thought-provoking piece by George Carlin that I'd never heard with him on politics, political correctness, and more. We're going to air both those this hour after Max Kaiser leaves us if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek or if the hair doesn't lip the admiral. They say, oh, don't use those old-fashioned British terms. It hurts my hair lip. It's not meant to hurt my hair lip. It's an old saying. And we've got to start using the old sayings or they're going to have a monopoly on words and tell us what words to use. It's total tyranny. It's control of language. It's out of control by design. And then Michael Malice, an expert on North Korea, the unauthorized biography on Dear Leader. That's the name of the book. He'll be joining us on the nightmare, I mean the heaven, of the utopic communist country of North Korea. We'll also look at the implosion of other wonderlands like Cuba and Venezuela.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
MSNBC's Alyssa Jordan, who was married to Michael Hastings, she was formerly a top aide on the National Security Council for Obama, she is saying that Trump is like a suicide bomber. We have another MSNBC host saying ISIS should target Trump properties like Trump Tower, but he's violent, he's like a suicide bomber. That's coming up in a moment. Then Max Kaiser joins us from Mexico City with breaking news on the economy, politics, and more. Always interesting and informative when Max Kaiser joins us. But first, here's Johnny Depp, a guy from Kentucky, trying to have a kind of quasi-Atlantic accent, British accent, talking about getting Trump in the dark, stomping on him with Doc Martens. I mean, there's a longer clip. We played it last hour. And then saying, has an actor killed a president? So it's all part of this pushing the narrative, and you've got Democrats getting caught saying they hope Scalise dies, and you've got when Trump says, you know, let's have prayers for him and his family and for the police officers, and then the Democrats boo and hiss. I mean, these are truly sickening people who are incredibly wimpy, is the other part. Most of them don't have jobs. Most of them are mentally ill. I mean, you go to a Democratic Party event, it looks like Day of the Dead. Especially the young people. It's very, very sad. What has happened? Well, look at Johnny Depp. He looks like a cross between a meth head and a lot lizard, that you mix in with a child molester creeping around in a white van. I'm not saying he's a child molester, but Johnny Depp looks like a child molester. And he's all shaken from all the drugs he's taken and can hardly talk. What's going to happen if somebody walks up to him because they don't like him pushing civil war and pumps a bunch of bullets into him? Or God forbid, don't blame the Second Amendment. They walk up and pull out a double-edged dagger and just grab him by the back of the head and start running it into him. I hope that doesn't happen. Because they're all hoping for violence and stuff. I'm scared of violence. I don't want anything to do with it. Now let's go ahead and, because we're winning the info war so good, why would we have that? But don't worry, there'll be time enough for whatever they want. I'm sure they're going to get what they want. Here's Johnny Creeper Van Depp.
I think he needs help. And, I don't know. A lot of wonderful dark places he could go. A lot of Doc Martens in the... It's just a question. I'm not insinuating anything. By the way, this is going to be in the press. It'll be horrible. But I like that you're all a part of it. When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
Bobby thinks it's so cool. Just some drug addict.
Now, I want to clarify. I'm not an actor. I lie for a living.
No, what you are is a rotten-toothed little snake.
It's been a while.
And we just look at him trying to act cool. They all try to dress like gypsies, and it's just giving me a break. Get a job, man. $600 million that you didn't give to charity, that you blew and lost because you're such a moron, and you've got all these fake supposed friends around you. Imagine just waddling around acting cool like Johnny Depp does all day. When if he didn't have the money and if he wasn't in movies, people go, oh, look, there's another junkie. There's another meth mouth. There's another rotten tooth, know-it-all piece of crap that wants a war with hardworking people. Because all the degenerate Hollywood folks hate Christians. That's why they hate Russia. That's why they hate America. They're a bunch of devil-worshipping crap. And America is scraping it off the bottom of our shoes. And pretty soon, Hollywood's going to be totally bankrupt. Everybody should stop seeing their movies, should stop watching what they do, should just only analyze their propaganda so folks know it's poison. And just point out, that's poison, that's death, that's destruction. Now, here is Michael Hastings' wife. Remember his car? It blew up one on the road. Joe Biggs was at the funeral. She said, I'm going to get these bastards that killed him. But then when she went on Piers Morgan, she said, oh, nothing happened. It was totally normal. And now she's saying the president's like a suicide bomber, and he doesn't ever keep his word. No, that's why they're mad, is because he's really keeping his word on almost every agenda. And then Congress is blocking him on tax cuts and things like that. But the regulations are the equivalent of tax cuts. Here it is.
The broadcast, I said bluff. I said the president was bluffing. I may have been perhaps too fair. It would seem as if the president may have been lying all along about the existence of these tapes.
No, he's just wasting. He wasted the country's collective time speculating over whether these tapes existed or not. It's a sad day when you cannot depend on the president's word. And you know, my advice would just be to Republicans who do cozy up to him. It's just like hugging a suicide bomber. He blows you up in the process with him.
It's like hugging a... That's a little strong.
Yeah, I mean, look at what, if you go out on a limb, if you're a Republican who went out on a limb and defended Donald Trump over saying, well, he's got tapes that are going to back up his point of view.
Yeah, your car blows
up. Got blown up too.
Keep going, yeah. No, exactly. She knows a lot about bombs because her husband got blown up, and I'm sad that happened. But if you hug Trump, he blows you up. He lies to you. No, he said, you better be careful there aren't tapes, because he knew what he really said to Comey, and he bluffed Comey into telling the truth, that he didn't try to obstruct justice. So what did the MSM do? They just said, it's not real. Comey never said that he didn't obstruct. Comey never said that. Really, I have the clips. Maybe we should play them again. That's how stupid they think we are. Now, continuing here, I want to deal with some other issues that are very, very important. We're going to do that at about 40 after when Max Kaiser leaves us. DWS says Jay Johnson is wrong in every respect. That's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And that no one requested access to DNC servers. Remember all that? But Jay Johnson, who was the head of Homeland Security, he testified that they refused to let them look at the servers. But she says he's lying. So that's Rats Leaving the Sinking Ship. That's coming up. Then I've got a George Carlin piece I'm going to play. And I've also got a Joe Rogan piece I want to play. This is very, very important. And I want to give Joe and the professor the other piece of the puzzle. Because they're asking a question, but I'd like to give them the answer. So that's coming up. Then Mike Cernovich is hosting the fourth hour. Michael Malice, an expert on North Korea, and that communist heaven, will be joining us as well coming up in the next hour. Now, Max Kaiser is in Mexico City. He does not need any introduction to our audience, but he's been a busy man the last year. Haven't had him on much. Max Kaiser is a filmmaker, broadcaster, and former major broker and options trader. He's also co-founder of Bitcoin Capital and presenter of the Kaiser Report on RT. MaxKaiser.com is his website, so he's always got a lot to talk about. I want to get into the economy. I want to get into the state of the world, the Civil War. The media is trying to start. Max Kaiser, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, sorry I don't have the video set up. But
it's okay. I know you're having some internet problems. That's why you're on a bit late. It's okay.
Yeah, Stacey has the phone that we were going to do the video on, and I don't know where she went.
It's okay. We'll have you back on tomorrow or something, you know, whenever you want with Skype. Because I loved you in Rome. I loved you in England. I loved you in Moscow. I loved you in all over the place you've come on the show. It's always amazing tours you give us. So I was looking forward to you walking around in Mexico City, but that's okay. What do you want to hit first, Mr. Kaiser?
Well, Alex, I think there's a very big story here in Mexico, Mexico City. You know, it's the country right on America's border, right on America's doorstep. And you compare it to the rhetoric that comes out of the mainstream media in America that all is about bashing Russia and Putin bashing. And they say things like he kills journalists. Well, that journalists are getting killed all over the world. And probably Mexico is a place where you've got 90 to 100 journalists have been murdered over the past 10 years. It's like the journalist murder capital of the world, and yet the mainstream media never talks about it. Here in Mexico City, there's a real revolutionary spirit to try to push back against an authoritarian government that is got 30 million Mexicans on the verge of starvation. So what we're doing here, Alex, is I'm spreading the word of Bitcoin and Maxcoin. You know, Maxcoin is the coin that was created kind of in my honor. It's hitting new all-time highs on record volumes. People can mine the coin. And I'm talking to people all over the world that can mine cryptocurrencies on their desktop to give themselves economic freedom. Remember, Alex, a couple of years ago, we did trash J.P. Morgan buy silver. The silver price got up to 50, and then the banking cartel came in and smashed the price back down to $16, $17. But with crypto, there is no banking cartel to smash the price. It's just individuals around the world fighting back against the banking terrorism. And with Bitcoin,
well, I was about to say, from what I've seen in Brazil and Mexico and other areas, I wouldn't call it right wing. It's like super libertarian, absolutely sick of communism, socialism, and fascism. But our media ignores that, and the, you know, the Latin media is pretty, you know, establishment liberal like ours here. But I mean, is that not the case? What have you found in Latin America? Because I know you've traveled extensively.
Well, American media doesn't want to accept the truth. You know, when we were in North Carolina before the election, the presidential election, we reported that we don't see the Hillary side. All we see are Trump side. We see great support for Trump. And we were accused of being pro-Russian because we were reporting the truth. And sure enough, Hillary lost North Carolina. Hillary lost Wisconsin. The Americans are really being dumbed down by this mainstream media.
And again, in fairness, you're on RT, which is international, but you've said they've never controlled what you say, what you do. I mean, but you've been on Al Jazeera, you've been on BBC, you've been on a bunch of other networks, too. So, I mean, are you a British agent? Are you an Islamic agent?
The only network that censored me aggressively was the BBC. The BBC is the worst. of all international outlets. They control every single thing you say. They edit your show, and they cut things they don't like. The BBC is the worst.
All right, Max Kaiser, MaxKaiser.com, is with us till 40 after. He's giving us vital intel.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and he'll make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
We'll be right back.
Kaiser, enough of my interruptions. Give us the big intel data dump on the state of the world, not just what's happening in Latin America, where you think the economy is, and what you think so far, just as a political atheist, how Trump's doing.
Well, Trump is fulfilling campaign promises to some, you know, one degree or another. I think he's got to get through this cycle of, you know, for example, the Veterans Administration, he just announced that he's going to protect whistleblowers. That's very good. He's just talking about building a wall. Now he's talking about building a solar wall. So he's keeping that alive. He's vilifying, I think, Mexico, which doesn't make a lot of sense for the points that I just pointed out. He is still reaching out to Russia because Russia, America, that is by far the best political combination we could have in fighting terrorism. So anyone who's serious about fighting terrorism, and of course in America there's a lot of people who don't want to fight terrorism because half the taxes go to the industrial, military industrial complex. Defense contractors are making billions of dollars off that, and the banks who feed them make billions of dollars off that. You got to switch gears a little bit. You got Saudi Arabia wants to take the Aramco, the American Arabian oil company public at a $2 trillion valuation. It'll be the biggest company in the world. Why are they doing that? Because the price of oil is going down. Saudis want to sell oil now. They're hugely in debt. They need the cash to pay down their debt. Saudi Arabia is a country in social and economic collapse. They're sided now with their other extremist Wahhabist partners in the region to go against countries like, of course, Iran. Iran is always being picked on. That doesn't make any sense because Iran is not the belligerent force that the Saudis say that it is or America says that it is. It's all about the pipelines, Alex. If you draw a map of the pipelines and see who controls the pipelines, who's building pipelines, you see America's trying to stop Russia from shipping gas from Russia to Europe. You see that the Saudis have combined with America to stop Russia from shipping gas to Germany. And here's the wild card. This is my prediction for the next 18 months, is that throughout this entire global conflict and lead up to World War III, the silent country, the country that we really don't know whose intentions, what their intentions are, is Germany. Germany gets 30% of their gas, of their energy from Russia. They are starting to understand that Trump is not, according to them, not a reliable partner. And they want to spread their wings a little bit, and they want to side with Russia, China, Iran, because that's the emerging bloc of power in the world. The U.S. and the U.K., particularly, the U.K. is in free fall. Brexit is a disaster. Theresa May is horrendous. Jeremy Corbyn is going to be prime minister in the next 6 to 9 months, which is great. He's a great guy, but Britain's going back to 1970. Tax rates are going back to 80 to 90% for the top bracket, which is great. But it means that their GDP is going to fall by $1 trillion or more, and they're going back to 1970. So therefore, back to my original point, I think Germany is the key country going forward. My message going around the world, Alex, is to people need their individual economic sovereignty. Bitcoin has made millions of millionaires, maybe not millions of millionaires, but it's made tens of thousands of millionaires. The crypto coin market is exploding.
I was about to say, you started pushing Bitcoin day one, and I thought it was all nebulous. I'm all for new independent currencies, but you have been proven 100% spot on Bitcoin, and I just wish I would have gotten into it at the beginning. So we salute your accuracy, Kaiser.
Well, it's up 100,000%. At least I recommended it on your show at $3. It's recently been at $3,000. Maxcoin, you know, which was traded on my show just to show people what it's all about, it's hitting new all-time highs, 24, 25 cents, the all-time record volume. You know, it's at 100, number 160 on the market capitalization.
Sure, sure. We've been hearing it's going to burst forever, though. It doesn't burst.
The reason it doesn't burst is because banks are still in a state of extreme duress. The global banking system is kept alive with the cheap money from the central banks.
Sure, so Bitcoin's, I mean, nothing's perfect, but compared to the banking system, it's a lot better. And so people are running into other avenues. What, hedging bets?
Right. They have three choices. Bitcoin gold and silver. The problem with gold and silver, and the reason why it's not for people...
They're allowed to suppress it, but let me get your expert view on that. Final segment with Max Kaiser, who I want to invite back. I just invited him during the break to come to Austin and spend 3 or 4 days with his co-hosting, and he's accepted to come here in about 2 weeks, so we're looking forward to that. Stay there, Max Kaiser.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Kaiser's our guest from Mexico City. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to get more into the Democrats calling for civil war and what's happening in the economy and so much more. But I also found a George Carlin clip this morning that I never heard before where he lays out political correctness. So I thought we would air some of that coming up. And then I also have a clip I want to get to of Joe Rogan. In fact, we'll just play that first. We'll get to the other clip, I guess, later. And that deals with what's happening at Evergreen College and all these other colleges that are being shut down, where they're saying we're going to have no whites on campus now, or no whites are allowed at the park at the campus. And they're saying we're going to teach you about discrimination, even though these are white people, a lot of them that are from Eastern Europe, and were never even involved in their ancestral line oppressing black people. Less than 2% of the South had slaves. Those are people that died hundreds of years ago. What on earth is all of this about? What on earth is going on? It's about collectivized guilt bullying people and destroying language. Very powerful information that we're going to be getting to. Don't forget, we've got free shipping running through 4th of July. I've extended it, but we've added a bunch of new specials because we do this every year around 4th of July. Some of the biggest specials, Brain Force Plus, amazing nootropic for the brain, 30% off. Just try a bottle of it. Now 20% more in each bottle. Supermel Vitality, 30% off. Again, that's a bestseller, but we're discounting it. If you haven't tried it, you really need to. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, game-changing, life-changing for me. Z-Shield, our latest product with Shilajit and concentrated other compounds like zeolites to pull heavy metals and toxins out of the body. InfoWars, high-quality, storable foods, powered by My Patriot Supply, 30 to 40% off. Nobody's got My Patriot this low. Emrex Essentials, entire line of outdoor products and toiletries are discounted, 40% off on the sunscreen and the bug spray when you get them together. Living Defense is about to sell out, but it's 20% off. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, a couple of these items, like Supermail, X2, and others, are about to sell out. Also, Z-Shield, we did a limited run of that. It's the first run. That's going to sell out the next week at the current sales rate. So we're doing these specials while supplies last. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But do yourself a favor. Look into Living Defense. Look into Z-Shield. Look into X2. Look into Supermail or Superfemale Vitality. Supermail does so good for men. I don't know why it's not a big seller with women. But particularly women, even bigger effect in the libido area. I'm just telling you. It's just a fact. I mean, you really notice the super male men do the next day or 2 days after they take it in the morning. I'm going to leave it at that. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. Now, Max Kaiser, you got caught off there by the break. You were getting into gold and silver and why they're able to manipulate that down. Then I want to ask you about the climate of violence against nationalism, the climate of violence against Russia. You've been called a Russian agent. I've had Congress and Hillary say that I actually tell the Russians what to do, and then they give me the hacked info with no proof. But, I mean, it's still creepy. When they're having Defense Department hearings in the House saying, I am a Russian agent. I don't get called to testify. The FBI doesn't show up. I want to testify. I'm so sick of this crap. What's really going on here, Max Kaiser?
Well, Alex, I guess an exclusive news for you. That'll be the first time anyone's ever heard about this. And it's a follow-up to what you just described as the Democrats, the Civil War, the backlash back to the election from mainstream media against anyone who is supporting the president, and a complete kind of blackout from hearing the voices of ordinary Americans out there who were, you know, instrumental in this election, and their voices are not heard. So this is the news. I am working right now with my friend Stephen Baldwin, who I've known for 30 years. We're in pre-development on a new RT show. That will go into the heartland. And Stephen and I are going to go. This will be in addition to my Kaiser Report show. This is a new show in addition to my Kaiser Report show on RT. So we're going to travel into America, and we're going to talk to folks and let them tell the world what they're thinking, because nobody in mainstream media in America is allowing that conversation to take place. So it's a very exciting and new media show, a new media project, and we're in pre-production. RT's on board, Stephen's on board. As a matter of fact, I just talked to Brock Pierce, who's one of the biggest names in crypto, about doing some sponsorship with us as well. We've got people like Dash and Monero, Litecoin.
Well, that's very exciting. Do me a favor. I know you're in Mexico City, but a lot of times they have great cell phone and great landline. If you're at a hotel, it has a number, we can call you there. But regardless, I want to get you on soon. You've agreed to come in studio, but we're having some phone problems. Can you back off that phone a little bit, Max?
Oh, yeah. How's that? Better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. So just to repeat, Alex.
No, I mean, I heard most of it. Let me ask you this, because you've been a good trends forecaster. Where would you say the state of the world is? Because I would say the Democrats, the deep state, the Republican establishment, who are just as bad or worse, they're all lined up against Trump because he's trying to be president. He's trying to do some basic stuff to turn the economy back on. Doesn't mean he's perfect, but they're coming after him. I think we're already basically in a civil war. Max Kaiser.
Yeah, we're in a civil war. I mean, the NSA and the CIA are fighting each other, and the FBI. There's the deep state is appalled that Trump doesn't care about it so much. He disregards it. He feels it's a pox on the American system, which is true. He's allowing the NSA and the CIA to go to war with each other. All of this fake investigation into Trump-Russia hacking is basically, if you blow away the smoke, it's these two intelligence agencies, the NSA and CIA, doing battle each other for supremacy within the deep state. Now, you know, there's a photo that's circulating with Michael Flynn talking to Putin at a big dinner to commemorate the 10-year anniversary of RT a couple of years ago. Max and Stacey were at that dinner. If you look at that photo, in the back of the photo, you can see Max and Stacey. I was at that event. I can tell you, as a witness to that event, that Michael Flynn and Putin did not communicate. Putin came in, you see that his plate on the table is empty. He comes in late, he watches the video, he makes a speech, and he leaves. There was no interaction. As he said to Megyn Kelly, talking to Megyn Kelly for two days during her interview, it made him a lot closer to Megyn Kelly than he's ever been to Michael Flynn. But the Democrats are imploding on this fake Trump-Russia connection, and they're going to just die with it because there's nothing, absolutely nothing there. And Trump knows that let these two agencies, the NSA and CIA, kill each other because it'll be great for America. Get rid of the deep state. It's part of his big plan. I think he's got a plan. People say he's a rogue. He does. I think that's false. I think he knows pretty well what he's doing, and I see success. You know, he inherited a country that was in pretty bad shape. Now, as far as the global economy goes, you still have global central banks bailing out other banks by printing lots of ridiculously fiat, nonsensical money. And this is leading to wealth and income gaps and leading to not only civil war in America, but war. And look at Britain, all these terrorist activities and the recent fire of the Grenfell Tower. That's all the result of class war, driven by money printing by the Bank of England to reward the rich every time they make a mistake and to penalize the poor. So
exactly. And those very same entrenched ultra-rich don't want to have the general public have a nouveau riche or have a middle class. They admit it. And I've been meeting with a lot of wealthy folks, the same kind of folks you meet with, and they want a renaissance. They don't like what's happening. There's a major fissure in globalism because globalism was sold as a way to really make everybody successful and redistribute Western wealth to help the third world. Instead, it exploits the third world. Now it's reversing colonialism and exploiting the first world for offshore global elites that say they want to go to a city-state model of like a gulag casino that you coined the term of total control, a true breakaway civilization. Elysium level. And so a lot of the elites, as you've said, others have said, they don't want this, but they have been bullied into this by the worst actors, the worst operatives in this. And so the reason globalism is falling apart is there's a crisis of confidence in it. And even as Peter Thiel and others have said, the tide is going out on it. So in the last minute we've got, you agree with Peter Thiel that the tide on modern crony capitalist globalism is going out, and the elites better understand they're not going to get away with more crap.
Yeah, it's very simple, Alex. It goes back to what is the definition of money? Currently, the definition of money in America and around the world is that if you have a lot of it, if you make a mistake, you can print more and buy your way out of your mistake. If you don't have much of it and you make a mistake, you go to prison. That's the system. Because those who are committing the biggest crimes have access to the central bank. They can
and they have an arrogance against everybody else or anybody else that, you know, might want to have a swimming pool or go on vacation who makes money the old-fashioned way. It is total Marie Antoinette-level garbage. Max Kaiser at MaxKaiser.com. Promise, and I know you're not asking for it, but I'll get the plane ticket, the hotel. You and your lovely lady, please come up here and brainstorm with me because I'm about to launch a bunch of exciting stuff. It's secret, quite frankly. I've let you in on it and stuff. But you're the guy to give me a final look at some things before I pull the trigger. So please come.
Well, lot sexier than Megyn Kelly. I've got better legs.
I actually find you more attractive than Megyn Kelly, Max. I'm going to be honest. You have a great brain.
Yeah, we've got a bromance, Alex. We've got a
sexy brain. You have a sexy brain.
Yeah, baby. Let's get down with it.
All right, Max Kaiser. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Bye now.
Yeah, he is a great guy. Obviously, I'm not attracted to him. That's a joke for the media runs with that. But I am attracted to his brain and his lady's brain because he's bounce off the walls smart in person. It's not an act. Like, you think I bounce off the walls? Not when the cameras are off. And it's not a fake thing when I get up here and start talking fast and bounce off the walls. I prepare for hours at home, and I prepare for hours at night, and then I've got all these clips and all this stuff to get to, and I just get frustrated that I'm not covering it all. I mean, there's so many death threats against the president, and the organized crime behavior is so over the top that it just, my brain overheats. It's like too much information. Robbie the Robot, cannot compute too much data. Threats approaching from all angles. Traitors everywhere. It's like, I don't know what to do at some point. But I'm trying my best here. The crew puts up with me, so that's what matters. But we're going to get to all of it. Now, this next piece of news is very, very important. Joe Rogan had the Evergreen University from Washington guest on, the professor, Brett Weinstein, who's a liberal, who's an SJW, who I would call ultra-leftist. But he's the old left that at least agrees in free speech and an open discourse of ideas. Now, the college has been closed for weeks. This has been going on for over a month. The minority students said, we want the campus closed to white people because they're the problem. We need to genocide white people. They're the devil. There's new articles out saying abort your white babies in mainstream feminist publications. Whites are inherently the source of all evil. This is Hitler's ideology, but inverted or flipped. And so Joe Rogan, who is, I'd call libertarian, I've known Joe, like, hard to believe I'm this old now, 18, 19 years. And Joe is more of a mainline liberal, classic liberal from Boston. When I first met him, he just finished doing the show News Radio. We have to be pretty good friends. And he's a smart guy. He's taught me a lot, but I want to explain something to Joe and to the professor. I watched the over hour-long interview on his podcast. It's excellent. But they keep wondering why the left is eating itself, why it's turning on itself, why it's blowing up, why it's so cancerous, why it's so hateful, why it's so racist, why it's so cult-like. Because the psychological warfare systems on record set this up as standardized academia. It's a war on culture. It's a war on ideas. It's a war on classical liberalism that the robber barons don't know what to do with. And so they've been funding this for 100 years, getting control of the liberal movements that actually threatened the establishment. You know, Thomas Jefferson liberalism. Conservatism, you could say, would be George Washington, a very traditionalist, but Americana. And then you've got super extreme, wild freedom with Jefferson, who was the head of the Illuminati for a while, helped launch the French Revolution, barely got out of France. They wanted to kill him. He said, whoa, Washington's right. This is really bad. So that's a lot, big, complex, long history there. And you're going, the Illuminati? Jefferson was good? He's the real Illuminati, folks, not the fake Illuminati. It's all in Washington's writings if you want to read it. It's somebody's got to make a movie or write a book about this because this is all in the history books, but no one even knows. It just means illuminated. It's like if the rock band Rush is talking about illumination, wide-eyed fascination with the universe, not wanting to be a jerk, not wanting to be evil, wanting to share knowledge, be illuminated. The globalists are the opposite. In the kingdom of the one-eyed man, in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Well, this is the kingdom of the one-eyed man. They want the only knowledge, the only light. You don't get it. That's the false Illuminati. They call themselves the Illuminati. It was just the Enlightenment. It just means the Enlightenment. And it came out of Christianity. It came out of the Reformation. It came out of a lot of things. It came out of the Black Plague that killed about 40% of the population, mainly in the cities, wiped out the elites, wiped out the feudalism that had top-down control. So there's a lot of things that gave us the Renaissance, the Gutenberg Press, and everything of 500 years ago. And there's been a fight between the forces of control and the forces of enlightenment since then. And the forces of control launched their own counter-enlightenment that was the extreme Illuminati, based on sex operations, devil worship, really what they saw as cutting-edge stuff they could get the royalty and the general elites into, because it wasn't kosher to go have sex orgies and do stuff like that. So it was kind of like, oh, really, you're going to have an enlightenment over in America? And you're going to have a Christian enlightenment? We're going to have one with hot chicks. And, you know, devil parties. And so that's all it was a financed attempt to take down our real operation. Now, continuing, I say our real operation is my family on both sides, all over the place, right back to the start of it. I'm very, very, very proud of that. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, they're wondering why all this is happening. They're wondering why it's all going on. Well, the professor knows. He knows this is standard doctrine and standard dogma being given to the colleges, being pushed to the publications, being prepared for the public. So when we come back, I'm going to play part of this little seven-minute clip that is up on Infowars.com. Joe Rogan rant, left turning on itself. You want to see the full thing on YouTube. You know, the full clip, then there's a larger multi-hour interview. I would like to get the professor on here, but they're acting like that this university, Evergreen College, is some anomaly. They're shutting down colleges all over the country. Enrollment at some of these things is 30, 40% down because the anti-white racism is so bad, whites are literally being run off by groups of white professors saying, get me some muscle over here. Get these whites out of here. They're not allowed to be here. And people are like laughing, going, I'm Asian, but that's wrong. I mean, it is just, it's beyond KKK. And it is mental illness in the people themselves that are under the control. But above it, there's a total plan. This is systematic authoritarianism. And George Carlin, before he died, laid it all out as well.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
excerpt in this segment and the next. Then an author's joining us who wrote the unauthorized biography of Kim Jong-un, the dear leader of another heavenly communist compound re-education country like North Korea. And that's what our colleges are turning into, is little Maoist youth movement centers. In fact, if you go to most of the colleges like UT here in Austin, they model themselves off Mao and Mao's youth brigades, and they call themselves the Red Guard of Mao. They don't even like Mao in China. The communists don't like him there. They locked Mao's wife up until she died. But they don't even care that the communists don't like Mao. The Red Guards here and all over the country, this is their model. Because it starts on the universities, then they're the Red Terror. They're the most vicious. They lead the assault. It starts there. They're the dumbest. They're the most violent. They're the stupidest. Just like with what happened in the Cultural Revolution and the Great Leap Forward that visited 80 plus million dead. So let's go ahead and start playing some clips here of them wondering why this happened, why the universities are like this, because it's by design. It's all engineered, and that is admitted. Here it is. Joe Rogan asked, why is the left turning on itself at Evergreen College? And this is Bert Weinstein. Here it is.
It is very cult-like. And, again, you know, you asked me what would have to happen for us to right the ship. The second one is that my faculty colleagues have to wake up to the fact that their belief structure is has become bizarre and unrecognizable from any normal position.
And very dangerous from the perspective of an educator. If this is what an educated person who has gone through the entire system and now has a job in educating young people, if this is how you view the world, and this is how you view facts, and this is how you distort them and then disseminate them to the rest of these like-minded folks in this very bizarre echo chamber that's being rejected, like almost universally outside of the college. I mean, it's not just Fox News it's rejecting. It's the Washington Post. It's the New York Times. Like, people are freaking out about your situation and recognize very clearly and very rightly that you are absolutely not a racist.
Right.
And this is, this is kind of a lot of what I said to Jordan Peterson when I had him on. Like, they f***ed with the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they f***ed with the wrong person. And this is one of the most horrific things about what I find so troubling about what I think of as, I used to think of myself as a progressive. But what I have a problem with all of this is that the left is attacking itself now. It's like there's no one who's progressive enough. No one. Like, every single thing you do is a microaggression. Every single thing you do is based on white privilege, and therefore you're racist. And unless you somehow or another give up all your money and give up all your jobs, and there are people who are asking to do that, too, by the way. There's people asking people to give their money and put them in black banks, mm-hmm. give them to black people. I mean, we're going crazy.
This is literally, it's not an individual psychosis, but it's a collective psychosis that we're watching. And I believe that in literal terms. We are watching a kind of group insanity.
Is this a problem with language? Is this a problem with influence and charisma and people's ability to...
Joe, it's a power trip. Instead of people thinking about getting a good job, being charming, working, enjoying their work, being successful, it's about being a victim. And so you've always got to expand that, because that expands your value. And so you've got to make everyone else bad around you to elevate yourself. They're being given a psychological warfare system to destroy them, because they're being given worthless educations in a deindustrialized economy. They're being psychologically sabotaged to then go out and destroy the rest of culture. This is a psych warfare weapon. It's declassified. Back in 70 seconds. It is psychological warfare. It is mass mental illness by design. Imre